This is Catherine Schweik. She's a former head of the FBI active shooter program. She wrote a book about how to end the mass shooting crisis. Catherine, thanks for joining us on WGN.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. How are you, John?
Good, and unfortunately pressed for time today. I wanted to catch everybody up on that. But what's your elevator speech, if nothing else, Catherine? What's the key to ending mass shootings like this? And can we end mass shootings like this?
Yeah, I think the challenge that we have, right, the challenge that we have right now is that there are so many signs that people see, but they don't really respond to. That's my biggest concern because, you know, the state police and this issue, you know, they're saying, oh, you know, we had to issue them a FOID card. There is a law that says, you know, you issue it or you decline it. And if you can't decline the card because you don't have the facts, that's just the reality of it. And it really takes people reporting what they see and know at the time. And that's the frustrating part is, you know, I do work in this. You said, what's the active shooter? It's really a shooting that's underway, a mass shooting that's underway. And we want people to take seriously, you know, the challenge with the parents right now up in Detroit, my hometown. There are now parents who are still in jail from a shooting last year.
I remember that. Well, what do you think about that? Should we hold parents more responsible for acts like this, knowing that, for instance, his father, who was a gun use advocate and bristled at that town's laws, co-signed for his son, knowing that son had previously threatened people and had attempted suicide?
I think that there's a lot of, the frustrating part for me is that there's a lot of people who want to believe their children, and I have two kids. I want to believe my children. But, you know, that doesn't account for the fact that particularly for these younger shooters, you know, they are very emotional and reactive. Their brains are still developing and they are making bad decisions. And when the parents don't participate in helping them make good decisions and parents believe that it's possible that the kid isn't going to and they don't monitor where the guns are, you know, there's nothing that police can do about that. And I say that as a long time, 20 years in the FBI. Very frustrating to be in a situation where you know that others heard things, but they didn't report them in part.
Yeah.
It is really because the parents believe their kids. And the parents believe their kids and feel like they're, you know, they're gonna do the right thing, and my kid is never going to do that. You know what I mean? If I had a lot of dimes for every time I heard a parent say, my child could never do that, I'd be a rich woman.
Yeah, but maybe the neighbors would say different. I don't know who gets what authority here, but it sure seemed to me like if the parents were oblivious to it, they didn't even look at his social media. Anybody else could have seen that this was a time bomb.
I think that's part of what, you know, you make a great point about the time bomb and the social media. You know, a lot of times people say, oh, the police should have seen or the FBI or law enforcement should have seen all the social media. Social media is as deep as the ocean and you know, as many grains of sand out there. There isn't any way to monitor. Besides legally, there isn't even any way to monitor it legally, but there's no way to act practically monitor all of social media. And that really requires that the people who see something say something, which is just the basic stuff that we've learned since 9/11. But we just don't want to do that with regard to our own kids and our neighbors. And you're right. That's where it's got to come from.
You wrote an op-ed in the New York Times in May about the Uvalde shooting. It doesn't seem like the police had much of a chance to really respond here. It was a different circumstance. Do you have anything to say about what the police are doing or should do when there is an active shooter?
You know, I think every time one of these shootings occurs, we learn more. And we had last year 61 similar shootings, 61 of these type of shooters out on the streets trying to kill a lot of people. That's what the FBI counted. And what I think we see every time is, okay, now we're in another frantic situation where we say, okay, every parade route, now we have to have snipers on the roofs like they do, you know, during the presidential parades. We don't want to live in that society. That really requires us to do a better job, you know, before the parade route starts. But the law enforcement only has, you know, so many resources, and if you want to have a snipers on every roof lining a parade route, that's, you know, like, what is that the next thing? And then we have them at concerts, and then we have them, you know, so law enforcement can continue to add as long as we have all kinds of endless funds to do that. But we're really not fixing the problem on the back end.
And what's the fix there?
People have to report. Parents have to be responsible. I don't mean to, you know, victim shame parents, but my gosh, we need to rethink how we take care of and how we hold our kids responsible. We just do not have, you know, young kids in this age range. You know, the average age of an active shooter is 35. Because most active shootings happen in businesses. More than half of them happen in places of business where people are disturbed about jobs or relationship issues or financial issues. But when it comes to these younger shooters that we've seen, especially in the last 6 months, these younger shooters are at home. They have people watching them. They have friends watching them. They're posting things online. People have to step up and report those things, and they have to know where to report them. And then the police have to take that information in, the tip lines have to take that information in, and they have to be aggressive about enacting and supporting red flag laws. You know, people need to support that. When police come to the house and then the kid says, I didn't mean it, the police can't do anything. You have to be aggressive and confident that you might be saving your own child's life.
Yeah.
This kid is likely going to prison for the rest of his life. In another state, he'd be going to the chair.
Catherine Schweitz, the former head of the FBI Active Shooter Program. She wrote a book, Stop the Killing, How to End Mass Shooting Crisis. We'll talk again. That's all the time we have today. It's been very interesting. Thank you for your help, Catherine.
Thanks so much, John.